Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emacs the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw. I conquered. We doing it.
Yeah.
When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Huh, where were you? I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with dynasties. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam, CD release, Where's the Beef sequel, giving interviews, that's right, we covered OPN 2, we post videos, showing we run this, November 5th, huh, remember Ernest Smith,
I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it,
we doing it, we doing it,
what,
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 we doing it.
And welcome once again to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 3, verse 35. And wow, got a couple of phone callers on already, so I know I'll be checking to see what's going on with that 216-486 number, followed by that 216-209 number. And then looking at everything, I now have, this is lovely, a 216-703 phone call coming in. So with that being said, you won't have to hear my big mouth for that much longer, I promise, because the phone call has offset everything. I feel real thankful by the creator that, you know, I'm on. And I want to let people know that that man that's put out there in that program is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. And the number here for those who are listening online, feel free to do what the other phone callers have done. Dial up that 646-478-0944 phone number and come in live and direct. Disclaimer, I have three of them to read off. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. You never know who might call in and have information. And I do my best to bring some information. So it's just smart to have those available. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, please don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long. This is an hour-long program, but I will make it a point to listen to what you have to say. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. So with that being said, I'm going to the first phone caller who, you know, chimed in, the 216-486 phone number. 216-486, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter.
Well, and that's calling, very good.
Yes, not calling to give information today. I'm calling to receive it.
Well,
so
then,
I'll be waiting
to
hear from you.
Well, then I thank you for that. You just put some extra pressure on me, so I will do my best to give out some information, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. So, see, that's how easy that goes. Before I go to that 216-209 phone number, I do want to let people know real quick, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. starting next week. So I'm thinking that it must be like 4 days. I would say like next Monday to next Thursday, September 22nd to Thursday, September 25th. The Juvenile Justice Center on Quincy, any adult with a juvenile warrant, you can come through and talk to a lawyer and a judge so you can get considerable consideration on any and everything, and they can work with you to get that taken care of without you still having that hanging over your head. I would hope and pray that it's nothing so major that they just snatch you and pitch you behind bars, because it is a juvenile justice facility in itself, not to say they can't transfer you over, but if it's something that you know, wait a minute, I've been playing around with it too much. The city itself, they want money so much, they will definitely work on a payment plan. So that's next Monday through Thursday. If you haven't heard, that's from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. from September 22nd to Thursday, September 25th. And if you need more information about it, you can dial up 215-443-3744. That's 215-443-3744. Just a little bit of information for you on that as I move right along to a person who's been very patient. That's a 216-209. How are you doing out there?
I'm good, Porter. This is John Doe from Black Odyssey, calling in, supporting your program.
Oh, man. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I really do, man. Repeat your name out there for everybody, and then let them know about Black Odyssey, please.
Okay, I'm John Doe from Black Odyssey, and if you really want to know more about us, that's BLAQODESSY. Type it in, go to YouTube. We got 5 videos up, about to be number 6 any day now, and we are performing this Thursday at the Anatomy downtown on West 9th. So come and see us live. It's $8 at the door, and if we win, I'll buy you a drink.
There you go. You just heard it right there, man.
Yeah, so I keep my word. So come on through and support Black Odyssey, Cleveland Zone, you know?
Okay. Right. Hey, how long have you all been doing this?
Oh, man. This go back all the way like to 97, 96 when we first, you know, it go that far,
right.
About that far back. So, we've just been doing our thing, you know, ever since then, you know, making sure that we hit these shows up, get our name out here. It's been a long time coming, flirting with labels, but we're at the point now where we don't need no label. We'll work whatever, however we need to do to get out here and let people know that we got good quality music and it ain't flop, you know. We're going to take some intelligent things that the world needs to hear.
I feel you. And before you go, I just want to definitely say I thank you all for what you all have been doing, because you all have, like, radio programs that's definitely playing underground artists, regional artists, and others. And how is a good way for anybody to also get in touch with you about more information on that?
Yeah, Blog Talk The Vibes. That's Black Odyssey Blog Talk Saturday with exclusive selection. All you got to do is go to Blog Talk and look for The Vibes. You'll see it pop up.
Man.
Oh, man, we go hard on there.
I believe that, too. I was hearing so many artists, I was like, that's nice, and I appreciate you and respect you for what you all have continuously done.
Oh, thanks a lot, Al. And, you know, whenever something new and fresh is getting to happen, I come to your station and let everybody know first. So let that be known, too.
All right, then. Hey, I'll hold you to that, and I promise you I will do likewise.
All right, Al. And you have a great night, and I'm always supporting Blog Talk Radio with Al Porter, the sheriff.
You know, so I always will support Black Odyssey. Been doing it for a long time. Continued success.
Oh, thank you. Likewise, brother.
No problem. Peace. As a matter of fact, before I go to the next person who's on the line, I'll get to that 216703 in just a moment. I want to take the time to at least, oh, wow, it was beautiful what I'm holding in my hands. It was blessing. I'll put it like that here. It was a blessing for one of the shows that I was able to be a part of, and that was just yesterday. It was beautiful. It's a certificate of appreciation, which was awarded to Brother Sheriff Kilroy at the 2014 Gospel Concert Fundraiser from the Sisters to Sisters Ministry that was held. And it had some nice artists, including Forever Flowers, which were praise dancers, Simply Sister Bonita, who's a singer. So Simply Sister Bonita, Perfect Setting, gospel rappers. Victoria Robinson, praise dancer. Better Off, man, the legendary band himself, Better Off. And it was all held, of course, yesterday at the Euclid Square Mall. And the song Conquered, which started off, caused people from two churches to ask for me and quite possibly Emacs the Image to perform, especially once I said that there's an R&B singer on that track. When you start networking, you cannot leave other people behind or out of certain things that are going on. Before I go to the next phone call, I would just like to get the chance, because sometimes I forget to do this. So 10 from a Monday to a Monday, we're going to go from number 10 and work our way backwards to number 1. And, of course, KYYM, Kim, she had a nice little event that happened over the weekend. Number 9, Queen Nana with Black People. Number 8, Emacs the Image produced the song Conquered. And, of course, is the official OPN DJ. Number 7, Sheriff Kilroy, of course, Conquered, brought Euclid Square Mall down. It was nice to hear a church crowd repeating the chorus, I came, I saw, I conquered. Number 6, Brick is in the building. Number 5, it's the Niggy Niggy Knock, y'all, with Extended. Number 4, Beat Effect, DJ Tech Record, together on the Scarface album that's based on the film. Number 3, Black House Sounds, the hip-hop workshop theme video of GMS Hood Famous TV, produced that one. All on YouTube, plus they're still putting out nice music. And, of course, number 2. Get into that in just a little while on Girl on Fire Awards. Number 1, Sisters to Sisters Ministry. As a matter of fact, I want to get on and take a look at what's going on with a person who's waited for a little while. That 216703. 216703, what's going on this fine evening?
Black House Sound, how you doing, Mr. Porter?
Mr. Porter is doing well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm liking everything out here, of course. I was just calling in to, you know, support the show. And, you know, just hear news, you know, what you have to offer tonight. So that's all. Black House Sound.
man. I appreciate that, man. And I'll tell you what, I think you'll like what we get into very shortly. So I thank you, and just hold the line. I'll get into something newsworthy for you.
That's what's up, Black House.
Black House. As a matter of fact, before I get to the 216-269, that's the 216-269, I definitely want to know if you have anything on your mind. Ugh. I'm going to take the time and do it like this here. And just maybe I'll get into some real quick news because that's something that a lot of people say I don't do enough of, and I do my best to get into the news portion so that at least something can be said worthwhile. So I just want to let people know about there's a LedSafe Cuyahoga pre-qualifying application, and that's going around, and I think it's very important because definitely, a program that is being held, and I respect those who are holding it. And this LedSafe Cuyahoga pre-qualifying application, where it has target cities in Ohio, such as Bratton, Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights, Brook Park, Cleveland Heights, Cuyahoga Heights, East Cleveland, Euclid, Fairview Park, Garfield Heights, Lakewood, Lindale, Maple Heights, Newburgh Heights, Palmer, Rocky River, Shaker Heights, South Euclid, Warrensville Heights. So, you know, that is a nice little program. It's got the risk reduction interviews, definitely being held at a place such as Zion Hill Baptist Church, which is located 11115 Kinsman Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. And hold up a second. Wait a minute. I might be wrong on something. Target cities, Bratton, Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights, Brook Park, Cleveland Heights, Cuyahoga Heights, East Cleveland, Euclid, Fairview Park, Garfield Heights, Lakewood, Lindale. East Cleveland? Oh, come on. I'm a little bit... East Cleveland is qualifying and not Cleveland. Now, East Cleveland, if I last check correctly, is bankrupt. The state is overseeing the budget. East Cleveland is close to not being able to make their payroll, but they qualified for lead programs that would help their citizens. Now, I'm all for that. But Cleveland not having money reminds me of the Public Enemy song, Don't Believe the Hype. Cleveland just put up a $30 million chandelier, has hotels, condos going up downtown, casino, football, basketball, baseball, professionals, money to remake Public Square. In 2009, Cleveland was named America's Poorest City. And I argued then on a song called The Cleveland System. Are we really the poorest city, or have our leaders misspent the money? Cleveland doesn't qualify. Oh, let me get off this soapbox. I want to see what's on the mind of 216-269. What's going on with you this evening?
Hey, y'all, poor this J Murder out here.
Man, what's going on with you, brother?
Not much, man. You know how to call out and support, man.
I support that, man. For those people who don't know you, if you can tell people, because we've played some of the same artists, we've talked about their shows, we've talked about things that you were planning on doing. Who are some of the artists that you produced for?
Let's see. Boogie 5-1 and Cree. Working on something with C-Love right now.
Oh, man.
We got a little secret project going on. me and Mr. Model got a secret project going on right now. That's pretty much it.
Man, I watched you work alongside some other names, such as, of course, Solomon Kane and quite few others. So
yep.
I'm going to ask you, man, to definitely let people know out there how people can, number one, get a hold of you, and then, number two, how can they hear some of your work?
If you want to get in touch with me as far as studio time or graphics goes, you can look me up on Facebook, J-Mo, J-A-Y space M-O, or you can follow me on Instagram, jmurder216, hit me up on there. If you want to hear some of my work, I'm on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/jmurder216.
Man, I appreciate you for calling in, man. I really do. And I'm glad to see you still out there doing your thing, brother.
Yeah, I got to, man. You know, I support everybody, man. I had a call out and listen to your radio show tonight, man, and I was listening to you talk about downtown and stuff, and, like, the thing with that chandelier, man, Cleveland put so much money into that chandelier, but tell me why all these roads out here are so messed up.
You did lie about that, man. And you did not lie about that. It's like downtown is shining bright. The roads and everything else, man, there's a darkness in the neighborhood.
Yep, east and west.
Yes, sir. You cannot get away from it. You cannot get away from that.
No, it's crazy how messed up Cleveland's priorities are.
Oh, hey. My man just said it right there. J-Mo just broke it down. It is the priorities. And I appreciate you for calling in and adding that. I really do.
No problem.
So I think, hey, if you hold the line, I can send something back out to you real quick. And thanks again for the phone call.
No problem, boy.
All right. See, that's the one thing I love about this is being able to get out information. I will let people know before we go into this next song that I think everybody will like, including one of our callers that called in earlier as well, that this Saturday at 1 p.m., sponsored by Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department, the biggest film release dealing with Cleveland history, the film entitled The Cleveland Roaring 80s, Part 1, dealing with 1980 to 1984, dealing with our legacy of WDMT, FM 108 club style. That's right. When, of course, the beginnings of everything with the Grand Wizard, DJ Johnny O of the Nerve DJs, and many others. BCOs, Brick City Outlaws, DDs, Teddy Ted from the 40 Below crew, Steppin'. The history of the Randall Park Mall from the beginning of it, how it was built up and everything like that. And a guest panel will be at 1899 Euclid Avenue, Large Room 136 Main Classroom. That's 1899 Euclid Avenue, Large Room 136 Main Classroom building. DVDs will be available, so I want to let people know about that. I want to also take the time to send out this next track from a nice producer that I know, my man Joe Legacy. On top of that, he's dropping bars.
It's them non-believers, the ones that keep laughing in your face once you expire, but you know it. I finally hit them airways blowing up like yay. Talking down, we leave your jaw leaking. I'm the pride and good at game. Thought Monty was out of commission like Wayne. I turn it a great betrayal. I'll provide you with that heat like a mile. Second seat, get in your spot. I'll be dropping bars. Molly committed to going hard. I made war with no discharge. When your act is made, did you play your part? And you wanna end the day when you never start. We spread their life, stand one take. They recognize I carry weight. I stitched on no man, okay? This ain't the first 48. I still got more to say. The G code, I orchestrate them Cleveland boys regulate. If it ain't about no money, then you gotta wait. Jump shit, plop on your grave. I gave them a whole paragraph. I'm the powder in the slab. I'm the product in the bag. I'm the best she ever had. I'm the one that's off the map. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be words in the streets, I'm about to take over. You sweeter blood and I'm skittles. I spit colors like Crayola. I reek up like Scarface, knock you out like J-Lo. Hold up, put the package in the bag, ship the product and take over. Motley on a paper chain, I can't hold your hands for ya. As long as I can remember, I've been scuffling and hustling. Keep paper like a mailman, the salesman, you the customer. Be real to the people, your whole makeup is a cover up. You keep running your girl, that Marshall pump is gon' shut you up. Time to play ball, another rookie wanna run with us. Another one, bite the dust. Yeah, time for me really to get my company up. Y'all wanna envy us, this game go continue. All my dollars like religion, bruh. That mean I be faithful to this money, cuz. And if you think I'm lying, then you get the buzz loud in the air. That white owl blaze them trees up. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars. All money ain't good for you. Deep in the hood it get real ugly like Diddy. I'm getting real money. Anything goes. Look, I'm coming. It's near my pay. I'ma get them coppin'. I'ma off to the club. Get a couple of runners and I ain't never pick the day. Start running. More or less, time is money. Blackout sound is so direct. When them choppers rain, ain't no coming back. That's when the combination connect. Break you down. Ah, your whole skill set. Keep a square out my circle. Till five, they holler that. Yeah. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars, I keep them playing cards. My swag is so hard, I'm flexing on you all. I be dropping bars.
You know, I might be wrong, but I think the object of the song is he's dropping bars. Brand new from Black House Sounds. First time I got a chance to play it on my show, which is, of course, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 35. And that man stands for Music Activism News. I want to let people know you can catch me if you choose on Facebook. That's Alfred Porter Jr. Period. Not Al Porter, anything like that. It's Alfred Porter, JR, period. And also, you can use that same phone number, 646-478-0944, on a Wednesday, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio, where Emacs the image and the mindset. International politics broke down to a local level. And then, of course, 646-478-0944, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Tunes Radio, Music Business 101 with, of course, my man Emacs the Image, and talking about certain things. Before an announcement that comes up, I just want to throw it out there and say definitely I have a lot of support and a lot of pride. Latasha Glover, she had to put up a post over the past weekend saying due to circumstances out of our control, the 2014 Girl on Fire Award show was postponed until further notice. Now, she did repost today that it will be held on December 6th, but that's not why I'm talking about that. I'm saying that the purpose of the show was all about women who made a difference in their lives and others. And I give her credit, meaning Latasha Glover and her staff, because instead of being upset over the show not working out, they still went ahead with other free events, such as the pop-up shop and expo and the free women's panel discussion, which let you know that they were in it for the right reasons. I mean, many lady authors showed up at the library in downtown Cleveland, and that's a positive example. And I just wanted to throw that out there because it was nice to see the follow-through that went on, that they already had a lot of events planned. And they did make their best to follow through on it. So I was real thankful for that. It was good to see. Much respect on that. I also want to throw out there for folks who might not know, I just want to let people know that, of course, I did read one thing, but I always have to go back way back in the time well, something like that, and let you know what is constantly going on, and let people know that on top of everything else, I'm asking you before I play the next track. There'll be a reason why I play the next track, but I just want to ask you, in life, are you a college coach in your life? Meaning, you expect to make real decisions that get results fast, or are you a professional NFL or NBA coach? Yeah, you could be a college coach. Now, before you start getting overly excited, saying you are like a great professional NFL or NBA coach, let's look at this real close. In the NFL, especially in Cleveland, how many times have you heard a newly hired head coach say, it will take up to 5 years to rebuild? Now, stop laughing. NFL and NBA coaches, they say that all the time, don't they? And the owners know the fans will still fill up the seats. So if you're treating your life like a brand-new NFL or NBA coach, then that means you will quit smoking or doing drugs, or you'll drink more water, spend more time with your parents, spend more time with your children, set a better example sooner or later because you'll have time. But when a college coach from football to basketball is hired, think about it. When a college coach is hired, you don't hear that BS. Even if a team loses its senior players to the pros, that coach knows the alumni, student assembly, board of trustees won't accept 5 years to rebuild as an excuse. They would have to rebuild a new job for themselves. So I just wanted to put that out there to cause you to think a little bit on that subject. Just what kind of coach are you? I do want to also throw out there real quick, because people say there's not enough information coming from my show, that should you choose SOTC Radio tonight, 1 a.m., WCSB 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, or WCSB.org, definitely play underground hip-hop. And also 216 Radio, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB 89.3 FM, definitely on WCSB.org. And I think with that being said, what I'll do is throw on this song. It's real quick, but it goes along with the story that I'm about to tell. Get into, since somebody asked me earlier to get into some news things.
Kilroy, the sheriff. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad, she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN's Hyper Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city, knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
song. Disgusting. HJF. Share. Still rolling.
And, of course, that song I had to drag back out the crates because, as J-Mo would say, man, it's like the stars, like, all lined up in the universe tonight. Because J-Mo's talked about something that's very important. Wrong, misguided priorities. Now, that track right there was written around 2010 because there were rumors flying about an opportunity corridor. But in 2011, as the rumors became reality, and HJS had, you know, gave me the right track, I chose it because I love that song. Love the Flyer Flies track. I'm not going to lie. And I hoped and prayed that I was wrong back in 2011. But proponents of the Opportunity Corridor, you know, the $331 million project, for, of course, the 3.2-mile boulevard that will connect University Circle more directly to the interstate highway. Now, let's just say that the people supporting it, such as the steering committee, co-chaired by Jamie Ireland, managing director of the venture capital firm, early stage partners, and Terrence Egger, former Plain Dealer publisher, as well as supported by Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson. And, of course, Ohio Governor Kasich approved last year that money from new bonds issued from Interstate 80 be used for the project. Now, many people thought this project might be funded within a decade until the governor stepped in. Now, the entire project goes from East 55th, I-480, to University Circle. Now, Norm Edwards, president of the American Center for Economic Equality and Black Contractors member, spoke out and said, workers who are unemployed in a predominantly poor black neighborhood where the construction is happening haven't been reached out to, and the black community is in an uproar. Now, Edwards also said they are very, very mad over lack of construction jobs for area residents and will do everything in his power to stop construction. Now, I'm not satisfied with some bird feed. That's what he said. I'm not satisfied with some bird feed they are throwing the black community. Now, an October 1st showdown meeting is scheduled with another meeting. I'll keep you all informed on that. But this does not cover the fact that the different residents, no matter the color, that different residents from Slavic Village, East 55th, Buckeye, Kinsman, will have to move from their homes and move their businesses. Even though they'll be compensated, many have recently complained openly that it's not enough. Before I get to, of course, the 786 area code 488, I want to let people know a couple of things that's coming up. Got to give this information out in between so nobody will come back and say, you don't do enough information. How about the fact that the Art McCoy radio show, newstalkcleveland.com, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Sunday. WERE 1490 AM. So I just want to throw that out there to people while you're taking that one in. And, wow, I have two numbers to get to because the second one will be the 216-906 phone number. I also want to let people know that should they choose, you can go to Facebook or Blog Talk for, of course, D Gambit Radio or Facebook or Blog Talk for Board and Wrestlers Radio. Miss, I'm going to go to that 786 phone number first. I appreciate you for waiting. 786, you're on live.
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Never From Never Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as the Pulse. In the NFL, the Browns ended up winning 26-24 in a hard-fought game against the New Orleans Saints. Our kicker, Billy Cundiff, ended up kicking the game-winning field goal, giving us our first home opener win in 10 years. In the NBA, Team USA ended up winning the FIBA gold medal. In doing that, Kyrie Irving was the MVP, and he is also our starting Cavs point guard.
Wow.
In the MLB, the Cleveland Indians are now 76-72 and are 6.5 games out of the first place spot. They have a good chance to make the playoffs this year, and I believe they will do so. Today's history in sports. In 1978, Muhammad Ali defeated Leon Spikes. In 1997, Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 51st and 52nd home run of the year. In 1998, Ken Griffey Jr. became the fourth youngest player to hit 1,000 RBIs. And this past weekend, Floyd Money Mayweather defeated Marcus Maldonado in a good fought battle, and I believe that he is right now the champ as far as I know.
Right.
That was a weekly sports report. Now, back to Al Porter, the man of the street.
All right. I thank you. And I have to thank you, man. There were a lot of people that, of course, last Monday, we were able to really deal with, of course, Ray Rice, NFL, because everything was happening as of last Monday. And so I'm going to ask you, because you had brought it up the week beforehand when we were talking on the Josh Gordon subject, is there anything so far that surprised you?
So I heard that they already knew about the situation, and they're only punishing him because it has to do with the NFL losing money. So, what's it called? Roger Goodell, I believe he already had seen the video or heard about the video, and he just blew it off, and he didn't really take it serious, and that's the reason why they're trying to act as fastly as they can, because they know if he was still in the league is going to lose money from their sponsors. So, it really all, like I said last time, it all really comes down to what your values are. And at the end of the day, I'm taught not to hit a woman. You're not supposed to hit a woman no matter what happens. You're supposed to get out of that situation. And plus, you're a millionaire, and you got a lot to lose. And now you can see everything he's lost. So, that's what you don't do.
Right. And, hey, I thank you so much. And trust me, the listeners out there, they appreciate you and your opinion to be a young,
appreciate you too.
Gifted, hey, no problem, a young, gifted athlete who's out here in school and to bring the type of thoughts and mind frame that you do, man. You're appreciated.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, brother. I thank you so much. And if you hold on, I will get into maybe one or two other things real quick. And like I say, that's my brother in all of this, Christian Clark, calling in and representing. So I'm real, real excited with what's happening and the fact that people called in, and that keeps me on my toes. There are some people who I know out there, and I apologize. I know you don't intend on speaking sometimes, but there have been those who didn't intend on it, and I went on and clicked you over, and you added so much feedback. I feel like you go along to, of course, what the Creator allowed to happen. So I want to also throw out their information before I forget. Tomorrow, Spitboxers. Tomorrow at 3327 West 32nd in Sackett, off West 25th at City Break Studio. It's the Breakers Challenge. Oh, wow. Network. He was definitely the MC champion. He won the cash. Will he be able to, of course, win cash again? That would be very interesting. And, of course, you have the Breakers, the B-Boys. You have a few other things coming up. And I just wanted to let people know some of the things that are happening out there, which I find very interesting. Of course, MC Fame, legendary Lady MC. It's her birthday there tomorrow, so she'll be in the house. Cheek the Freak, this brother, he made it in the Source magazine on a story that was wrote. It was written. It was written about my man, Cheek the Freak. Why? Because he was in a battle at Spitboxers when we made it on the inside of the Source magazine, as well as the fact that he was on Crazy Bones record label, Thugline Records. So he will definitely be in the house as well, and that's all tomorrow. First 15, you get you a DVD, first 15 people inside, and a few other perks for being there. So that is an institution that I love being a part of. Hey, you know something, I'm looking at this number that popped back up again. They might not have had anything that they wanted to say, but let's see what's going on with 216-906. 216-906, how are you this evening?
Hi, Mr. Porter. This is Renee. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Mr. Porter, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I had an occasion to ride down Kinsman, and right at 111th, there's a nice little sitting park. And on Imperial, I've noticed that there's still nothing for the poor souls that lost their lives. Do you have any idea what happened with the Ministerial Alliance and the donations for their project?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to quote Mrs. Bray, who's like the grandmother matriarch of a lot of the Imperial families. They had no idea what happened to the money that was supposed to come to them from the Ministerial Alliance. As far as everybody is concerned, it's a big mystery. So we would like to say that the money has been, how would we say it if we were professionals downtown? Somebody absconded with the funds. Or you might want to say that the funds are non-existent or misplaced. Or you could say that somebody stole the money. Now,
yes,
that's
yes,
layman's
yes.
terms.
Yes, misappropriation of funds. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go from, I don't want to say that. I want to keep it positive. So we'll use misappropriation of funds. So what the family decided is, I want to give a shout-out to the Zelma George Center because there was a Zumba-thon that was held for the family members. Over $1,400 was raised, and even though it may be a drop in the bucket to some, anytime you can get people to do that for a cause that some people would have wrote off, then that says a lot right there. So the family says they will definitely work to put the park up themselves. As a matter of fact, certain organizations such as the Black Man's Army and others are ready to do the groundwork, digging work, and whatever else rather than wait on others because, as we already know, if you put that money in the wrong people's hands, it'll disappear. And to finalize the last part of my statement before I ask if there's anything else you'd like to say, I always say use facts. If you use facts, then you don't have to worry about getting sued, so that if somebody were to come and sue me, they would not be able to because right now the money is dead gone. Nobody had any information for the Ministerial Alliance for any of the activist groups, any family members, or even city council people who asked from downtown Cleveland. So that's a can of worms question that you just asked.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Porter. And I have one more question. Have you heard that there's a lead abatement program available for the suburbs, including East Cleveland, but no funds available for the residents here in the city of Cleveland? And to add further insult to injury, if you are a daycare provider or you are a home care provider, that the city is unwilling to help you in testing your home or your business for lead. I'll hang up and listen to your comment on that one. Thank you, sir.
No problem. See what I mean? She called. And J-Mo, I know you listening out there from earlier on where he said misspent priorities when we brought that up earlier, and I said I was going to take a chill pill. Some of y'all love to see me get back up on that soapbox. I was like I say, I was, like, heated when I looked and saw East Cleveland. East Cleveland, that is close to not making payroll. And I'm not down in East Cleveland, but I want people to think of the priorities here. They were able to at least, even though they're being overseen, they have the state overseeing their budget. They put money into the lead program for its residents. But yet Cleveland, that has the casino, the horseshoe, the Browns, the Cavaliers, the tribe, professional sports teams, East 9th Street is being made up beautiful. You have condos, hotels. You have this so-called park, about $30 million going into it proposed, and you don't have money for a lead abatement program. You just call to put me up on the soapbox. But that's what happens when I tell people that if they're listening to the program and they see that 646-478-0944 phone number, you can call me. I thank you for getting me up on the soapbox, but sometimes that's what's needed to really cause people to think about what it is that might have been said earlier. I'm going to go to my man, Britt, who's definitely in the building, who definitely asked people to bring it on.
Break it on.
Break it on.
I said, remember who I am in my position in this game, so break it on.
Break it on.
Break it on.
Break it on.
I said, remember who I am in my position in this game. that I go. It's his niggas to see when they proceed to be hating. I put it down for my nation, repping my city with the Blue North Star Corporation. I'ma shine anyways, just face it. Like the sun outside, just blazing. Shades over my eyes when I be racing. Now I'm turn twist, now I'm back to the basics. Many want me to stop like break shoes. Other want me to feel like high school. But I gotta support my real crew, the fool. Wanna pop on my plate, now that's cool. Here's a remedy for my enemy when I'm repping my city, cause I believe in my legacy. They're leaving more than a memory. I'ma walk a memorial, dropping these bombs on my enemy. I can prove that I can flow better than anybody. A cruise on it, nigga snooze on it. But fuck them anyway, I'ma cruise on it. Nigga cover their mouth with my balls, now who want it?
And of course, wow, before I get to that 832 area code 491, I just want to let people know, should they choose, you can check out the Hip Hop Workshop radio show, which airs on Thursdays, voiceitradio.com, 3 to 4 p.m. Ought to be a very interesting show this week. So I just want to throw that out there and let people know that. And as a matter of fact, this is what I'll do. I'm going to dedicate about a minute to each person, because I see a 216-322 phone number as well. So 832-491, what's going on with you?
Hey, everybody. It is Boss Lady, Ms. Katrina's sister. I just had to jump through and say hi to y'all.
I appreciate that so very much. I really do. As a matter of fact, even though I gave a shout-out, please officially let people know where they can catch up with you, of course, as well as get some of the knowledgeable material, because you all make people think.
Well, you can catch up with me on HME Radio Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tonight we didn't have a show, but tomorrow we should have one. And if y'all got Instagram, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Boss Lady Money 30, at Boss Lady Money 30. Again, that's on Instagram. Facebook, y'all just got to find me. And as far as Twitter, I don't even mess with my Twitter.
Hey, that's honesty right there. So we thank
you very much.
Y'all
can also find me on Bored and Restless Radio also.
All right, now, I appreciate you for that. And now I put it out there, I'll definitely look forward to hearing more from you, and we'll check you out more. So, thank you.
Okay.
All right. And now I'm going to give this last number here. I'm looking at this 216-322. You got about 40-something seconds, man. Woman, who are you?
This is Suave Gotti. I be spitting funky fresh flows and burying my foes. Tomorrow is spitboxing in Cleveland, Ohio, 3327 West 32nd Street at 8 p.m. Big birthday party for MC Fame, performing live Little Chico, Waters H2O, myself, and the Big Battle Rapper Network from East Cleveland with the Money on the Battle, Money on the Wood Battle. It's going down tomorrow, man. I'm out of here.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, let's play something from Who Just Called.
I'm all about the DNA. I wrote my first rap at 82. Yeah, I'm an old timer, but I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Viner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A. Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you may. Remember me, old school, making funky songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to taste heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hand on my classic curl. Now who's the man? The represent C-Town, I let them know everywhere I put my feet down. Cause deep down we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cash? Must I pack a jack? Cause ghetto mind, they put me on back. I got so many underground hits, I should win a ghetto Grammy. It's the S-U-A-V-E-G-O-T-T-I-A. Peep it, lyrical rap messiah. Ghetto Bible is my means for survival. G-N-L-M-O-C, hip-hop something to die for. Tall like the Eiffel, no, I mean terminal. Take a raw dose of this here North Coast. Kill a bounty, raise Cowahoga County. Making 216 love songs like Will Downey. My man Pedigree, yo, he better be in the office hooking up the next issue. Ghetto Minded Official, and that boy goes off like PMS. The time we invest, we put in GMS. We turn paper to paper, the latest Cleveland paper. Front page, we drop a get stoned from Skyscraper. Cause in my ghetto mind, there's no one as hard as me. That fool started rapping, now he's singing R&B. I knew he was a buster, I knew he turned out singing. Hold that thought, my burnout's ringing. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cash? Must I pack the jack? Cause ghetto mind, they put me on back.
Page. We can work something out. You try to get